Okay, let's begin the second parak. The Mishnah says, Misha Havach Zesav, a person who is turning over his olives. Why is a person turning over his olives? So the basic olive oil making process involved taking all the olives that you harvested and putting them into a great big vat to be heated up. Why would they heat them up? They would heat them up in order so that the olives could be fully ripened and softened, and that way it would be easier to squeeze the olive oil out of them. And so if you have a great big pot filled with the olives, well, obviously the olives that are closer to the bottom of the pot are going to get hot or burned, while the ones that are in the middle of the pot are not going to get as warm. And so they would need to stir this pot to turn over the olives so that they all get equally warm and equally get ripened so that they could get soft to be squeezed. So now, Mishav HaGazezev, a person who was turning over his olives, Ve'ero Evel, O Onis, O Shehitu'uhu Polim, and then he became an Avel, or some sort of a mishap occurred, or there were workers who promised that they would finish the job and they never showed up. Now, what would finishing the job look like? Well, he didn't get a chance to take those olives that were softened and put them into the olive press to be squeezed. So what happened if he started this process before Yom Tov, and then one of these mishaps occurred, he became an avel, some sort of onus happened, or the workers never showed up to finish the job. Toin Korah Rishona, he's allowed to place to load the very first beam, or the beam for the first time, and leave it till after Yom Tov is over. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. What does that mean? What it means is that if you leave the olives as they are unpressed, then they're going to go bad. So we want to allow him to preclude a potential significant loss. So that significant loss can be prevented if we allow him to do this first initial squeezing. So that's what we do. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he says, you're allowed to do that first initial squeezing in order to prevent that loss. But then after that first initial squeezing, you have to leave it as is. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, no. Zolev, you can pour the olives into the olive press. Vegomer, you can complete the squeezing process. Veguf Kedarko, and then you can seal up the barrels as you typically would during the week. So, just again, to review outside, what the Mishnah is basically discussing is that, again, we don't typically allow you to do certain malachos on Chol Hamoed, unless, up until now, we'd been discussing there was a Davar Avi that occurred, that there was some significant loss that occurred, where there isn't a significant amount of tircha involved, or etc. So now in this Mishnah, we're discussing what happened if an onus occurred. You were in the process of doing something before Yom Tov, and now there's going to be a loss at stake, and you didn't get a chance to do it on Erev Yom Tov because some sort of onus happened. So now we say, there's a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, how much of a process you're able to do to these olives, for example, in order to preclude the loss. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he says you're allowed to just prevent a significant loss by doing the primary squeezing. But Rabbi Yossi says no, you could actually do pretty much the entire process. You can pour the olives into the press, you can squeeze them out entirely, and you can seal them in barrels.